Hey, welcome back, WoWoLand. As you know, new inflation numbers are out, and they show inflation is worse than we thought it was going to be. Consumer prices are down from 8.5% to 8.3%, but prices were supposed to drop to 8.1%. That obviously did not happen. To talk more about inflation and a whole host of other things, we turn to Senator Mike Braun. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, good morning. Good to be on the show.
Yeah. Hi. Boy, once again, some ugly numbers here when it comes to surging prices across the country. And you know this, Senator. I mean, the president has a whole list of things that he's blaming for this surge in prices. The pandemic, Putin, even Donald Trump. I'd say those are the big three. What do you think the big factors are?
Well, it's very simple, because gas prices alone could derail you if they're migrating up even into the $3 range. Of course, they've hit record territory. And look back during the Democratic debates, they were all arguing over who was going to end our energy independence. I've talked to some of the CEOs of the gas and oil companies, and all of them know they got a long-term challenge in terms of producing in a way that maybe is going to emit less greenhouse gas. But you never want to pull the rug out from underneath what would have put us in a great spot. We're now the biggest oil and gas producer, but we were headed to where we could have done so much more. Look at how that's been impacted vis-a-vis Ukraine as well. But this inflation bomb that has been unleashed is tied to the day that he got elected, to where he got sworn in, and then to where they doubled down on eliminating the Keystone XL pipeline, quit exploring on federal land, and sending a message to a big business sector, we want to put you out of business. That was short-sighted. It was stupid. We're paying the price for it. And that idea that it was going to be transitory, I remember back when I first got started entrepreneurially, interest rates were 10%. They had to go all the way up to close to 20 to quell inflation. And now we have fewer tools, and we've never unleashed trillions and trillions of borrowed and spent money into the economy like these political enterprisers have.
Is there any hope whatsoever, Senator, for some kind of, you know, bipartisan solution, or am I dreaming here?
Well, they are doubling down on even spending more. Look at it this way. Had there been a couple more Democratic senators, we would have gotten Medicare for all along with a Green New Deal. Bernie Sanders was wanting to push 10 to 12 trillion plus. Thank goodness we ended up with only an additional three. That's enough. Look what that would have unleashed. Sadly, no, because they still think the government should occupy more space in our economy. He put a blueprint out there to put us $45 trillion in debt in 10 years and run $1.5 trillion deficits on the average for the next 10 years that burdens our kids and grandkids. With that point of view, you're never going to get it done. If we get the reins back, including the presidency, through reconciliation, spending money, taxation, and debt, let's watch Republicans. We better have political backbone to undo some of that stuff, but we can't do it until January of 25. That's why we're in a pickle until then. We win the House back, we put a tourniquet on crazy legislation. The Senate's now in play. We start getting the business back of staffing the government and judicial posts, at least can weigh in there. But we really can't do anything about it, and I hope our own party does what it normally doesn't do and try to undo some of the damage.
Yeah, you and me both. Okay, so we've got inflation here at a 40-year high. I mean, you mentioned it. Gas prices are at historical highs right now. Interest rates are rising. You've got employee shortages all over the place. It's hard to find baby formula. I mean, there's a whole host of problems going on. And yet, at the exact same time, we now also have the president proposing we spend another $40 billion in aid to Ukraine. Senator, can you please make that make sense to me?
Well, obviously, the Ukrainians have shown that they've got a lot of muscle, a lot of desire, but I make it this simple. First of all, the EU, It's their backyard. Trump talked about paying your fair share to defend in general. Finally, Germany did that. They should be matching whatever we do, dollar for dollar. And you know what they've done so far? I think a couple billion, and we're already in for $13 billion. Sadly, this place, there are only a handful of us. I don't mind helping the Ukrainians, but I don't want to borrow it from our kids and grandkids, which is what we'll do, especially when the EU is laying back and doing nothing. So I'll vote against that, even though in this case it's hard not to help a nation like theirs. But we can't be the police of the world, and we can't be the bank account of the world, especially when we're borrowing the money to put in our bank account.
I say that all the time. We cannot be the bank for other countries, especially when you've got other countries, like you just mentioned, the EU, not supporting Ukraine with the same kind of cash that we are.
Exactly.
Really quick, Senator, I've only got you here for like 60 seconds. But in other news, last night, obviously, Democrats put forward a bill that they said would, you know, codify Roe v. Wade. I know you joined all other Republicans and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, for that matter, in rejecting this legislation. But is this the last that we've heard of it?
You know, I think they're going to probably pull out another rendition of it, either right before or after the actual ruling becomes official. But you know what they didn't do? They took this thing to where it was going to even make it easier for partial birth abortion or born alive botched abortions to happen, to where you don't keep the newborn alive. That is why you didn't get Susan Collins and Murkowski and Manchin on it. So again, they double down on radicalism, and I don't know if they'll come back and try something differently. I think they've think maybe people don't remember, don't pay attention to what's happening, but it's been part and parcel of digging the hole deeper, doing things more radically ever since Joe Biden's been elected, and the proof is in the pudding. You don't need to go any further than that.
Well, rest assured, Senator, I'll keep reminding our listeners of some of the things that have been done. Senator Mike Braun, I appreciate your time.
Hey, good to be on again.
Hey, yeah, likewise. That is Senator Mike Braun joining us live here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.